It's obvious, says Alice, that painful experiences are being described here. The subjective truth, at least, comes through in every sentence. Anyone who doubts the objective content because the story seems too monstrous to be true need only read the manuals of poisonous pedagogy to be convinced. There are even sophisticated analytical theories which suggest in all seriousness that the perceptions of the child as presented here by Christoph Meckel are the projections of his, quote, aggressive or homosexual desires, unquote, and which interpret the actual events he describes as an expression of the child's fantasies, a child whom poisonous pedagogy has made unsure of the validity of his or her perceptions, can easily be made more unsure of these theories later as an adult and can be tyrannized by them, even if the theories are belied by experience. For this reason, it's always a miracle when a portrayal such as Meckel's is possible in spite of his quote-unquote good upbringing. Perhaps the explanation in his case is that his upbringing, at least one side of it, was interrupted for several years while his father was away at war and then a prisoner of war. It is highly unlikely that someone who was consistently subjected to such treatment throughout childhood and adolescence would be able to write so honestly about his father. During his decisive years, he would have had to learn day in and day out how to repress the misery he endured. If acknowledged, his misery would show him the truth about his childhood. He will not accept this truth, however, but will instead subscribe to theories that make the child the sole projecting subject instead of the victim of the parent's projections. When someone suddenly gives vent to his or her rage, it's usually an expression of deep despair. But the ideology of child beating and the belief that beating is not harmful serve the function of covering up the consequences of the act and making them unrecognizable. The result of a child becoming dulled to pain is that access to the truth about himself will be denied him all his life. Only consciously experienced feelings would be powerful enough to subdue the guard at the gates. But these are exactly what he is not allowed to have. And that is, unquote, from Alice Miller, the chapter Poisonous Pedagogy in For Your Own Good. And thank you for taking the time to delve deep, deep, deep into why we have been asleep and why we have been able to be abused, taken advantage of by these tiny, tiny few, why we don't believe we deserve to be free. But we are reclaiming that vitality we lost. We are reclaiming our authenticity and simultaneously withering that state in us, growing our gifts and ourselves and joining together with our brothers and sisters to create the world we deserve. But we can only do that globally, which means we have to start talking to each other. Toot sweet. Got a lot to do and the means to do it. Thank you so much for taking the time, and I love you. Until next week, peace. Thank you.
sempre haver para esquecer um falso amor e uma vontade de morrer.